Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A History of the American People by Paul Johnson is a single-volume narrative of the United States that aims to explain how a diverse set of colonies became a continental republic and then a global power. Written by a historian known for broad syntheses, the book emphasizes individuals, institutions, and moral choices as drivers of events rather than impersonal forces alone. Johnson moves from the colonial world and the revolution through the Civil War, industrial expansion, immigration, and the rise of modern federal power, while also addressing diplomacy and war in the 20th century. The tone is interpretive and argument-driven, inviting readers to consider the strengths and recurring tensions of the American experiment: liberty and order, opportunity and inequality, local autonomy and national authority. It is designed for general readers who want a cohesive story, clear judgments, and a sweeping sense of continuity across centuries of political, economic, and cultural change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, founding ideas and the creation of durable institutions. A central thread in the book is how early American political culture, shaped by colonial experience, Protestant religious currents, and English legal traditions, created a framework that could absorb conflict without collapsing. The revolution is treated not only as a break from Britain, but as an argument over sovereignty, rights, and representation that forced Americans to define what legitimate government looks like. The Constitution then becomes the practical test of those ideals: how to balance liberty with effective authority, how to divide power among branches, and how to manage the perpetual friction between federal and state priorities. Johnson highlights the role of political leadership and debate in turning abstract principles into workable rules, including the development of parties and the contested meaning of the Bill of Rights. The topic also includes the importance of courts, civic associations, and a free press in sustaining accountability. Across this early period, the emphasis is on institutional resilience and the way political habits, compromises, and constitutional structures shaped everything that followed, from economic development to sectional tensions. Secondly, expansion, democracy, and the contradictions of freedom. The book presents territorial expansion and democratic participation as defining energies of the United States, but it underscores that both carried moral and political contradictions. As the country moved westward, opportunities for land ownership, entrepreneurship, and social mobility expanded for many, reinforcing a national identity tied to self-creation and local initiative. Yet that same movement intensified conflicts over native dispossession, the spread of slavery, and competing visions of what citizenship should mean. Johnson treats democratic politics as both empowering and destabilizing, showing how mass participation, popular campaigning, and party competition could elevate public life while also rewarding demagoguery and polarizing communities. Economic change, including the growth of markets and transportation networks, is woven into this story because it linked regions and accelerated migration. The topic explores how Americans repeatedly debated whether liberty was primarily individual, communal, or tied to a particular racial and legal status. By framing expansion as a generator of wealth and identity, as well as conflict and exclusion, the narrative encourages readers to see national growth as inseparable from ongoing arguments about rights, sovereignty, and the responsibilities of a free society. Thirdly, Civil War, emancipation, and the remaking of the Union. The Civil War era is portrayed as the decisive crisis that tested whether the American experiment could survive its own internal contradictions. Johnson focuses on how sectional differences hardened into incompatible political and moral systems, with slavery at the center and constitutional interpretation as the arena. The war is not treated as inevitable, but as the outcome of repeated failures of compromise and an escalating clash over the future direction of the nation. Emancipation and the Union war effort are presented as transformational, redefining the meaning of national authority and citizenship. The topic also covers Reconstruction as a period of profound possibility and profound backlash, when legal changes and constitutional amendments sought to establish equal civil and political rights. While resistance and violence limited real-world outcomes, the long shadow of these years appears in later debates over federal power, civil rights, and regional identity. Johnson emphasizes leadership, contingency, and the costs of conflict, while arguing that the post-war settlement strengthened the national state and altered the moral vocabulary of American politics. The result is a view of the Civil War as both tragedy and turning point in the story of liberty and union. Fourthly, industrial capitalism, immigration, and the building of modern America. As the narrative moves into the late 19th and early 20th centuries, Johnson treats industrialization as a force that amplified American dynamism while introducing new social stresses. Rapid growth in manufacturing, finance, and railroads created unprecedented wealth and expanded consumer life, but also provoked questions about labor conditions, corporate power, and the role of regulation. Immigration is portrayed as essential to the national story, supplying labor and entrepreneurial energy while also triggering cultural anxiety and political nativism. Cities emerge as engines of innovation and as sites of inequality, corruption, and reform. Johnson pays attention to reform movements, including progressive efforts to clean up politics, professionalize public administration, and address public health and education, while remaining attentive to debates over how much government intervention helps or harms freedom and prosperity. The topic highlights American confidence in practical problem-solving, philanthropy, and voluntary associations, alongside recurring clashes over class, race, and identity. By connecting economic transformation to cultural and political change, the book frames modern America as the product of both market-driven opportunity and sustained civic argument about fairness, power, and social cohesion. Lastly, Global Power, War, and Debates Over the Size of Government in the 20th Century sections. The book tracks how the United States moved from a nation focused primarily on continental development to one deeply engaged in global affairs. Major wars and geopolitical rivalry required large-scale mobilization, expanded executive power, and greater federal capacity, while also raising questions about civil liberties and constitutional limits. Johnson connects foreign policy choices to domestic consequences, including economic management, social programs, and the growth of a permanent national security apparatus. The narrative considers how Americans argued over the proper balance between collective provision and individual responsibility, particularly as the federal government took on a wider role in welfare, regulation, and rights enforcement. Cultural shifts and ideological conflict are presented as part of this story, with political realignments reflecting different answers to what freedom means in a mass society. The topic emphasizes that American influence abroad has often been driven by ideals as well as interests, and that the results are mixed, producing both achievements and unintended consequences. Overall, the book uses the rise of global power to explore a persistent theme whether American liberty is strengthened or threatened as institutions grow larger and national commitments extend farther. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a sweeping, single-volume account of United States history with a clear authorial point of view. It is especially useful for curious general readers, students seeking a narrative overview before deeper study, and anyone interested in how political ideals and institutions interact with culture, economics, and leadership. The benefit lies in the way Johnson connects eras that are often taught separately. Founding arguments reappear in later disputes over federal power, rights, markets, and war, helping readers see patterns rather than isolated facts. By stressing moral choices, civic habits, and the consequences of decisions, the book can sharpen how a reader thinks about citizenship and contemporary debates, not just the past. Compared with many survey histories that aim for neutral tone, this one is worth buying for its coherence, energy, and willingness to make judgments that spark reflection and discussion. It also stands out for its focus on individuals and institutions as engines of change, offering a readable alternative to more specialized academic treatments. Readers who appreciate interpretive history will find it an engaging, idea-driven guide to the American story. If you would like to support Paul Johnson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.